think about when you stub your toe or you hit your knee on the side of the bed or whatever.
And your first instinct, right, is to, ow, tense up. Because that's our natural
response to pain, is to tense up and like be like, ow, right? Because it hurt. But we actually need to do the opposite in labor and relax and give into that pain.
You're listening to the Mommy Labor Nurse Podcast, where you'll gain the tools, knowledge, and confidence you need to erase the unknowns, feel in control, and have an even better birth, no matter how you deliver. My name is Liesl Teen, mom of two, practicing labor and delivery nurse, and your host. From over 8 years and counting of working at the bedside, I know that knowledge is the key to an even better birth. So tune in each week to learn about all things pregnancy, birth, and postpartum from me, a labor and delivery nurse that's seen it all. And now let's get into this week's episode.
Welcome back to the Mommy Labor Nurse Podcast. Did you know that an estimated 71%, that's a lot, of all births in the U.S. are with epidurals. Yeah. And some hospitals cite stats of over 90%, yeah, of all births involving epidural use, of all of their births involving epidural use. Yet, other polls and surveys of pregnant women across the U.S. show that over 80% of mamas hope to birth without an epidural. So, like, what gives? Like, there's some kind of disconnect, right? But let me be the first to say that there is nothing wrong with epidurals, okay? Or C-sections, for that matter. Both are incredible labor interventions. And I see women all the time at the bedside have amazing, positive, incredible birth experiences that involve epidurals and also C-sections all the time. But inside today's episode, I want to talk to you guys about strategies for the moms that do want to try and birth without epidurals. And honestly, this is a good listen for my epidural mamas too, because you just never know how it's going to go down, right? You could get your epidural and it could not work as well as you thought, or you might go a little bit too fast forward and not get an epidural at all. You just never know how it's going to go. And after this episode, I encourage you also to listen to some of the unmedicated birth stories that we've had on the show over the years, like episode 135 and episode 126. Those are two particularly good ones. So if you're looking back, those are two definite good ones to go listen to. But for now, let's talk tips.
All right, are you guys ready? We are hopping straight into these 10 tips on how to have the unmedicated birth of your dreams. Okay, we're going to be going over some more logical tips, you know, like straightforward tips, and then we're going to be going over some more like mental kind of things that you can do with your body and your brain, okay? Because going unmedicated is 90% mental, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. But this first tip is choose your provider wisely. Oh my goodness. Yes. And that not only means your provider, but your place of delivery too. So that means if you are interested in having an unmedicated birth, the very first thing you should do, even if you're pregnant, you know, you're already pregnant, you're already late in your pregnancy, it's fine. You can still do this, okay? But the first thing you should do is interview your provider. You can learn a lot about your provider and how they feel about unmedicated birth by just asking them, what is their opinion on going epidural free? What is their success rate? You might be surprised when you start asking, because a lot of people don't even ask these questions. I can't stress how important it is to find a provider that aligns with how you envision your birth to go. Now, like I said, your provider is important. Your practice, you know, that you deliver with is important, but your place of delivery is also important. One of my favorite tips is to go to a website called the Leapfrog Group. If you live in the US, they have a ton of data on their website about various hospitals throughout the country. All you have to do is go on there, search for your hospital. You can see C-section rates. You can see induction rates. You can see so many other things that will open your eyes, especially if you have a few hospitals in the area. Like I live in the Raleigh area. I'm from the Triangle in North Carolina. So we have a lot of hospitals in the area, and it's just very interesting to go on there and see that, oh, wait a second, this hospital's rates are this and this hospital's rates are this. So a lot of people don't even realize that that is something that you can do. So tip number one, choose your provider and your place of delivery wisely. Number two, is prepare and do your research. And I know that's kind of broad. We're going to break down though. We're already researching our provider and our place of delivery. So now we need to research what a medicated birth even looks like. So that means listening to a lot of people's stories, whether that be via podcast or, you know, YouTube or reading books. One of my favorite books for moms who are interested in unmedicated labor is Ina Mae Gaskin's Guide to Childbirth. The second half of her book is just a big collection of stories of women going unmedicated. And there's a lot of value in just reading and listening and hearing other people's experiences. Personally, when I was pregnant for the first time and interested in going unmedicated, I can't tell you how many people I talked to, how many stories that I read, and how much I mentally tried to prepare myself for my labor. Because I will say that the women that I care for still to this day at the bedside, the ones who come in who have taken a birth course, they've done their research, they know, you know, to an extent what they're getting into, but they've prepared, are usually the ones who have more positive experiences because they feel like they have a little bit more control over the experience. And hey, that goes for anything in life, right? Usually when you do your research on something, your experience tends to be a lot more positive and you feel like you understand it a little bit more and it doesn't feel as hard. You're just a little bit more mentally ready for it because you have an idea of what to expect. So we've talked about listening to people's stories, taking a birth class, right? We've got a great one. And just talking to your friends, your family, the more the better. So this is a long way of saying, just try to learn as much as you can about going unmedicated, because you're not only going to be much more educated about pregnancy and birth and going into this process, right? But doing your research will absolutely get you more excited for it as well. So that is tip number two. Tip number three is, we're starting to get into the mental tips now, but tip number three is you can do anything for 10 seconds. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, Liesl, I thought you said contractions last more than 10 seconds. They do. They last anywhere from 30 seconds to 2 minutes. It varies, right? But think about that peak of intensity, okay? So you think about a contraction like a hill, right? It goes up and it kind of peaks and then it comes down. And that peak roughly lasts about 10 to 15 seconds. You know, obviously, if you have a 2 minute long contraction, it's going to be a little longer than that. But if you have a 60 to 90 second contraction, it's probably going to last about 10 to 15 seconds. So if you can think about it that way, that this whole contraction is going to last that 60 to 90 seconds, but the terrible, awful part, the not so fun part that I really have to use my strength and my tips and, you know, my concentration is only going to last about 10 to 15 seconds. And hey, you could do anything for 10 seconds, right? If someone asked me to pinch myself or get in a split or do something, right? We usually do the ice trick because that doesn't really, like holding an ice cube, right? That doesn't really do any damage, right? I guess if you sat here and pinched yourself, you could get a bruise, and I don't want you to give yourself a bruise. But whether it's an ice cube or whatever, anything like that, that you can hold for 10 seconds or do something for 10 seconds that's a little bit uncomfortable, that's a good practice you can do for labor. Are you interested in the possibility of an unmedicated birth? Make sure you grab my totally free natural birth prep pack. It's full of free printable resources to help you start preparing for your even better birth. Inside the pack, you'll get access to our super popular hospital bag checklist so that you know your hospital bag is stocked with everything you need for the big day. You'll also get our traditional and visual birth plan templates to help you think through all the questions related to your birth and gain the sense of control you deserve. You'll get exclusive MLN birth affirmation cards, one of my favorite ways to tap into that mental strength during natural birth. And finally, you'll get a third trimester to-do list to feel completely at ease heading into labor, knowing you've checked every box. To grab all of this for free, simply head on over to mommylabornurse.com/naturalpack. That's mommylabornurse.com/naturalpack to access your free natural birth prep pack today. Tip number four is take it one contraction at a time. We're not thinking about how long our labor is going to last. We're not thinking about how long it's already been and how much longer it might be. And oh my gosh, I can't even get through it. Just focus on the contraction that you're having right now. Don't think about the next one. Don't think about the one you just had. We're just focusing on this one. Just get through this one. And then just keep doing that over and over and over and over. Because oftentimes we get in our heads of, oh God, how much longer do I have? That one was so bad. I don't think I can do anymore. Oh my God, I'm only 4 centimeters. Like I said, it's a mental game more than anything. So if you can just focus on the here and now, the present, we're just getting through this one contraction. Eventually it's going to be over, and that's the next tip. But focusing on one contraction at a time, that's key. All right, tip number 5, I already said it, spoiler, but it is telling yourself that eventually it's going to end. This is not going to be the rest of your life. These contractions are eventually going to be over. Your baby is eventually going to be born and in your arms. Sometimes just seeing the finish line, knowing that there is a finish line, is enough to keep you going. Sometimes I use this when I'm at work, not so much at the hospital, but I used to be a server, and sometimes I would be really busy, right? And everything's super crazy. And I would be like, oh my God, this is so, like, there's so much stuff going on right now. But if I would just think to myself, you know what, eventually I'm going to clock out, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to be in my nice, cozy, warm bed, it would give me enough, like, okay, this is a lot right now, but eventually this is going to be over. And that would be enough for me to just get through the end of my shift. It helped me really just look at the bigger picture here. That's the point of this tip. All right, tip number 6 is about your breath. Breathe as slow and as deep as you can. That's tip number 6. Okay, I know, sometimes when you hear people say, oh, just breathe, you're like, shut up, okay? Right? Like, what does that even mean, breathe? But I'm here to tell you that there's a lot of different breathing techniques you can do, okay? I talk about them in the birth classes. We talk about a few different ways you can breathe, but I think the most effective and the one that most people latch on to, the easiest and the most helpful one, is just focusing on your breath and slowing it down as much as you possibly can and breathing in as deep and as heavy as you possibly can. Because if you're just focusing on that alone, that helps you do all of the other tips too, right? Except the research thing and prepare, those. But it's helping you stay in the moment and getting through one contraction at a time because you're focusing on that breath. You're focusing on how slow can I possibly make my breath, okay? And that's going to help to relax your body. And that's the next tip. Man, I keep getting ahead of myself, but that's going to help relax your body, okay? That's going to help to get more oxygen to that uterus and help it contract better. Your breath is the pathway to this whole thing. I mean, there's a reason why people get so into breathing exercises and meditation and just, you constantly hear people say, breathe, breathe, deep breaths, take deep breaths, right? So that is tip number 6, is breathe as slow and as deep as you can. Tip number 7 is relax. And not only relax, but be a ragdoll. This is one of my favorite tips from the birth classes, but think about Raggedy Ann. She is a ragdoll, and she just, if you have her just, it could be Raggedy Ann, it could be a teddy bear, whatever, anything that is just very floppy and loose. Oftentimes what happens during labor is we are so tense, right? Because we're hurting so bad. Think about when you stub your toe or you hit your knee on the side of the bed or whatever, and your first instinct, right, is to, tense up, because that's our natural response to pain. Is to tense up and like be like, ow, right? Because it hurt. But we actually need to do the opposite in labor and relax and give into that pain, because the more you can relax and give into that pain, it's harder than it sounds, okay? This is not, I'll just do that. It takes a lot of effort to actually be thinking, okay, I have to truly relax my body into this pain, especially if you're one like me who struggles with just being tense in general. My shoulders are just, you know, always, I carry a lot of tension. So it was really hard for me to relax into that pain. I struggled a lot more with my first than my second. And I remember with my second, thinking about this a whole lot of like, okay, I just need to relax, just relax. I told everybody in the room, like, just remind me to relax, okay? Because I'm probably going to start tensing. But the more we relax into that pain, the more your pelvis relaxes and those muscles in that pelvic floor relax. And that can help your baby to come down in your pelvis and push on that cervix and dilate it and then come on out. So we're going to remember, breathe slow. That was the previous tip, and relax. All right, the sound of that heartbeat means it's time for this week's segment of Birth It Up Babies. This one says, I took the natural Birth It Up course, and I just wanted to say thank you. I delivered a healthy baby boy on June 28th without any pain medication, and it was my first baby. The class made me feel prepared and calm going into labor as I had the knowledge of what to expect and how to combat the pain. Your words and advice kept me going during the strongest of contractions. The doctors that walked in all thought I had an epidural by how calm I was through my labor. That is what I'm talking about. Yes, I love it when people say that they're calm, because that's what I'm trying to achieve when you take one of my birth courses. Like, I want you to be as calm. You know, obviously it's hard to be completely calm, right? But I want you to not be freaking out so bad, because I see a lot of people freak out really bad at the bedside. And I want you to be cool, calm, and collected as much as possible. Okay, anyways, back to the Birth It Up baby. She said, thank you again. Keep doing what you're doing. This is truly your calling. Oh, that's so sweet. I feel like it is. Thank you. If you want to have an even better birth, just like this mama, head on over to mommylabornurse.com/courses to learn more about our 3 online on-demand birth classes. Tip number 8, we're still talking about relaxation, but this is a more concrete relaxation tip. Tip number 8 is relax your mouth, or more specifically your jaw, but your mouth. Okay. It's kind of a weird thing. And I know I've talked about it on the podcast. I know I've talked about it on Instagram, but I'm pretty sure I've talked about it on the podcast, how your jaw and the muscles around your mouth and your jaw are physiologically connected to your pelvis. And if you can focus on relaxing that jaw instead of bracing, right? Because we're usually like gritting our teeth, right? When we're in pain or when we're tense. We carry a lot of tension in our facial muscles oftentimes if you struggle with tension, right? But if you can focus on relaxing, you know, opening that mouth, a good one is horse lips, right? Like that. That keeps your mouth nice and naturally relaxed. Focusing on relaxing that jaw can do wonders for helping you to relax that pelvis. We're going to do a simple little exercise right now for me to prove it to you, okay? So what I want you to do, anybody can do this, no matter if you're driving or whatever. I want you to first purse your mouth, your lip, right? Okay, so make your mouth nice and tense. And then I want you to do a Kegel, so like kind of squeeze your vaginal muscles at the same time as you're doing that with your mouth, okay? And then I want you to just relax, both of them, okay? Relax. And now do it again, okay? Tighten your mouth and tighten your vagina. But now, instead of relaxing them both at the same time, I want you to try and keep your mouth pursed and tight and just relax your vagina. It should be like a little bit harder. And it's weird how that is connected somehow. This is in Ina Mae Gaskin's Guide to Childbirth. Remember, I talked about that in the very beginning of the episode, but this is one of her tips. And she wrote a book for a reason. She's right. All right, tip number 9 is... Move around. Move as much as you can. Okay. The more moving, the better. You don't have to do cartwheels, right? If you want to, you can, but you don't have to do cartwheels. But staying in that same position, just, you know, laying flat in the bed or whatever position, if you're just staying the same, it might actually prolong things. Your body truly has to work together with your baby to get your baby out of your body. That's why it's so important to move during labor. My labor and delivery nurse during my first birth. I'll never forget her say. Her name is Beth. Love you, Beth. But she told me, don't do the same thing for more than 15 minutes. And I still use that technique with many of my unmedicated patients. A lot of times when you're going unmedicated, you're wanting to move around anyway. But sometimes I'll have an unmedicated patient and they're just like, you know, they're like, I can't, I'm so, and it's like, nope, we got to keep moving because it's like getting a round object out of a square hole, right? You kind of have to, you can eventually get it if you twist it a certain way, right? But you got to move like the puzzle, right? And the object going through the puzzle for the object to go through the puzzle. You know what I'm talking about. But yes, move. Do many, many, many different positions. It's only going to help things along. And P.S., the birth courses have a whole section dedicated to labor positions and natural pain management too. But we've got a ton of different positions that you can try in the courses. Finally, tip number 10 is think about that baby. Think about that big reward that you're going to get at the end. Yeah, what are we all here for in the first place, right? There's a baby that's about to be born. This is hard for a reason. It's labor. It's called labor for a reason, right? But just consistently remind yourself that you are about to be a mom. You're about to have a freaking baby in your arms. You're about to see his or her little face after 9 whole months of this crazy journey that we call pregnancy you've been on, and you're about to be done with it. Oh my gosh, how exciting. I end with this tip because this one is just about getting you to not consume yourself too much with just the painful part of labor, okay? And just looking at the bigger picture, I don't want you to forget why you're actually here in the first place. We're having a baby, having a cute little baby, maybe babies, maybe you're having twins, I don't know. But there's a reason why we're here. And you're almost done. You're about to meet your baby. So yeah, those are my 10 tips. Got plenty more, like I said, in the birth courses. I've had so many women have successful unmedicated births after taking them. And it truly warms my heart that I can help you guys have the birth experience you want, regardless of if you want to get an epidural or not, or you want to have a C-section or whatever. But if you are interested in going unmedicated, definitely check out Birth It Up, the Natural Series, because it's helped a lot of moms out there. And I know it can help you too. Labor is truly about knowing that you can do it and taking it on like a boss, right? Talked about how much it is a mental game more than anything. It's personal. Everybody's different. That's why I gave you 10 tips, and there's so many more in the birth classes, because you got to have a lot of tips in that tool belt or toolkit, toolbox. And you can wear a belt or have a box. But you got to have a lot, you know, going in, because some methods work for some moms. Some methods work for other moms. It's about finding what works for you and latching onto it, harnessing that power and drive within yourself that you knew that you had all along. So that is it for this episode. Next week on the Mommy Labor Nurse Podcast, I'm having my good friend Erica join me for the third time. Yeah, next week is actually a big milestone because I've never had someone come on 3 times total. I've had 2-time guests. Yeah, definitely 2-time guests. But next week, Erica's going to join me for the third time. She is a fabulous, fabulous podcast guest. You guys are going to love her if you haven't listened to her other 2 episodes. But she is the founder of the MomWell community. And we're going to be talking about the overwhelming expectations of motherhood. Yeah, because there are a lot of crazy, crazy expectations that society just expects us to achieve and to meet. And yeah, it's a scam, basically. Okay, you set your own expectations. We're going to be talking about that next week. So I hope you join me. I will see you guys same time, same place next week.
Already feeling a little more confident about pregnancy, birth, and newborn life? Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you can continue to erase the unknowns and never miss an episode. And if you're looking for even more, Instagram is definitely where I hang out the most. Come join our community of more than 500,000 moms for birth education, tips, and solidarity. you can find me at mommy.labornurse. Check out today's show notes and a searchable library of every Mommy Labor Nurse podcast episode at mommylabornurse.com/podcast. And while you're there, be sure to head to the blog to learn about our online birth classes too. See you next week. And remember, you can have an even better birth no matter how you deliver.